Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Gina from Yelma's. Gina, are you there?
I am.
Gina, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
As a matter of fact, I was.
Oh, come on.
Let's go, Gina, because yeah. If you beat Migs with some of those answers yesterday from the cheat sheet, you could win some candy and a super sexy Hooters pick. How does that sound?
I love it. Last time I beat Migs, I got a gold medal.
Well, why don't we just rub it in?
Woohoo! All right.
You know.
Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right. Fine. Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Gina has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Election Day lands on what day of the week this year?
Wednesday?
No.
Tuesday.
Correct.
Tuesday.
In The Little Mermaid, what is the name of Ariel's best fish friend?
Sebastian.
No.
No idea.
Pass?
Yeah.
According to Google, what is considered the weakest bone in the human body?
Weakest bone. Pass.
In Rugrats, what is the name of Angelica's doll?
Cynthia.
Correct. Who is the only quarterback to beat Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl?
Don't ask me football questions.
Pass. What female singer has had a Billboard number one hit in each of the last four decades? Correct. What is the national animal of India? Oh.
Elephant.
No.
Oh. Camel.
No.
No idea.
Pass.
We'll go back to the other one. Collarbone,
we can vote. Yes. You got that one. Gina, you got four correct.
And
horrible. You know what? Thank goodness for that cheat sheet, though, because three out of those four were on it.
I know.
I kind of feel like he won't get those correct, though. And we know Steve doesn't listen to the men's room at 5:40.
No.
Because that would be cheating on your part. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Election Day lands on what day of the week this year?
Tuesday.
You know it. In The Little Mermaid, what is the name of Ariel's best fish friend?
Oh, crap. Sebastian.
No.
Oh. Then I don't know. About Nemo.
No.
Flipper.
No. According to Google, what is considered the weakest bone in the human body?
The weakest bone? I'm going to go with the fingers.
No.
The tibula.
No.
The collarbone.
Yes. In Rugrats, what is the name of Angelica's doll?
Dolly.
No.
Chucky.
No.
Barbie.
No. Who was the only quarterback to beat Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl?
Tom Brady?
Correct. What female singer has had a Billboard number one hit in each of the last four decades?
Madonna?
No.
Mariah Carey?
Oh my gosh, yes. What is the national animal of India?
National animal of India. A goat?
No.
A sheep?
No.
A chicken?
No. What is James Bond's code name?
007.
Yes. Oh, and with that, Steve, man, you are such a good guesser.
What are you talking about?
So mad.
Some of this is just pure brain power.
Well, you got 5 correct with that pure brain power, which is a win 5-4. Sorry, Gina.
That's okay. Next time.
Yeah, enjoy that medal, but no candy.
I'm the best.
Wow.
I'm the best.
I
should like
Gina. I cannot believe you got the collarbones, the weakest bone. I cannot believe you got that.
It's a long story, but in the world of wrestling, like when we practice certain strikes, or like be careful of hitting the collarbone because it's easy to break.
Oh, wow.
So that popped into my head. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. So
I would have guessed fingers or toes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. In The Little Mermaid, what is the name of Ariel's best fish friend? I think you guys are thinking of the crab.
Flounder. The lobster. Yeah.
Flounder's from that show?
Yeah.
Oh, Tatum's got a stuffed animal of a flounder and always talks about flounder.
Well, maybe you should pay attention more to her.
I do. I just didn't pay attention to what crap she's watching.
That's fair. And then what is the national animal of India? It's a tiger.
Tiger.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, congrats, Steve. You still beat Gina by one.
And that's impressive about Mariah Carey, I have to say.
It's because of that stupid Christmas song.
Yep. Yep.
She's unthawing right now, you guys. It's almost
she
done.
Really
She's
is.
She's unthawing.
I know.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th at Showbox Soto. That is a Friday night, by the way, Friday the 13th. Ooh. And the theme is A Nightmare Before Christmas. We got to have everybody packing out this house because everything is going to be performed live. You get to watch the sound effects performed by the Foley artist, which is always a highlight. The Barbershop Quartet, always backed by popular demand. The KISW New Originals will be playing all the music.
It's just, and it's always a train wreck. And that's always the fun part, especially now that alcohol is more involved because it's at night and the alcoholics are drinking. Both shows are drinking. Ryan Castle, of course, is drinking. I mean, but it could be 5 in the morning. Ryan Castle's always drinking. It's going to be a great time.
Get all those tickets secured now at KISW.com. Are you a huge fan of iconic horror films? If so, call in now, Rockaholics, 206-803-ROCK. If you think you know your horror films, you're going to have a shot at winning a gift card to Carl's Jr. or Jersey Mike's. Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK, and we will put you to the test after Green Day. All this week, we are going to test the Rockaholics on how well they know iconic horror films. I mean, it's Halloween week and everything, so.
I can't believe Halloween's tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
There is a twist to this game, though, Steve Miggs. You and I both turned these horror movies into children's stories, and we read them to our kids to see what they thought of these stories. So if the caller guesses both stories right, they will win a gift card to Carl's Jr. or Jersey Mike's. If not, we will give it away to caller number 13. So let's meet our contestant this morning, who is Steve on I-5. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Karen.
Steve, what's your all-time favorite horror film?
Well, I'm not really a big horror fan, so I'll just keep it simple with Friday the 13th.
All right. Oh, yeah. That's a classic, though.
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve. We're going to start off with me reading Barrett a happy horror story, and it sounds like this.
And just to preface it, we are about to go on a journey because Barrett is unhinged. I got to imagine you were giving him a little too much candy.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
This one is called The Halloween Scare. On a spooky
We went on Halloween before.
Yeah, we
right off the bat.
Yeah, we did. On a spooky Halloween night, a boy named Michael made a boo-boo and accidentally gave his sister an owie when they were playing freeze tag. Because of that, he had to go away for a long time. But one day he escaped and returned to his town. And Michael was hoping to make a new friend, a girl named Lori. Michael
I made a bridge across that river and also tracked it.
Wow.
Look, it's made out of sand.
I do see that. Okay, listen to this. Listen to what happens next. Listen.
Okay. What is happening right now? He's dropping things.
He does not care about this story.
He's like, I've checked out.
Okay. Okay, now listen to the end of this silly story. Are you ready?
I feel like he's creating his own horror film right now.
It's called My Life, okay? Michael wore a funny white mask and a big mechanic suit, and he snuck around like a shadow. He was the best at freeze tag, as no one would ever see him coming. While Lori was babysitting two kids, Michael froze her friends. But Lori was too quick. She ran to protect the kids from being tagged and used her cleverness to outsmart him. Just when she thought Michael was gone, surprise, he popped back up. But then a clever doctor named Loomis wanted to play, and he was even faster than Michael and was able to freeze him, much to Lori's delight. Did you like that one?
That was not funny.
Oh, was it funny?
That's not wow.
Okay.
Tough critic, man.
Steve, it was not a funny story, but what movie was that?
I am going to guess Halloween.
Yeah. Woo! Nice work. Now here
you're
is
halfway there.
Movie number two, as Migs read it to Tatum, a happy horror story.
Tatum not as unhinged, but still a little out there.
This story is called The Silly Little Creature. Once an inventor named Randall found a fluffy character in a small shop. He named it Gizmo, and Gizmo loved to sing. But Gizmo had three silly rules. They are no bright lights, no water splashes, and no snacks after midnight.
I love to splash in the pool.
Yeah, you do. One day, Billy's friend splashed water on Gizmo, and what happened? Five more fluffies popped out of him. And then one of those fluffies is a troublemaker named Stripe. Well, anyways, the mischievous fluffies, they turn into wild goofballs that cause silly chaos in town. Billy and his girlfriend, Kate, they had to come up with a plan to stop them from being so goofy. So they made a big boom at the movie theater.
Boom!
Boom! And then all the goofballs ran away. And then they all lived mm-hmm. happily ever after.
Yeah.
Do you like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Gizmo or Stripe?
Gizmo.
All right, Steve, what is that happy horror story?
Well, I'm going to say you and Steve are just fantastic storytellers, let me tell you.
You like my mom voice in there?
I love it. But I'll go with Gremlins.
Yeah!
Nailed it.
Good work and congratulations, Steve. You are getting hooked up thanks to the happy horror stories of our kids' lives this week.
Yeah.
Right on, Steve. Have a great day, man. Be safe on I-5.
Russell Wilson is having a career resurgence with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mr. Unlimited.
And one Pittsburgh sports radio guy tried to show him some love, only to get called out for his past negative comments about our boy Russ. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Andrew Filipponi is a sports radio guy out of Pittsburgh, and he recently sent out a tweet after Russell Wilson led the Steelers to a win after Monday Night Football. And the tweet said this: I don't get why there's so much hate for Russell Wilson. Look at him acknowledge the fans.
There's a video of him, like, just kind of like, you know, what Russ used to do a lot at Seahawks games as he's leaving, as he's approaching the tunnel, stops to, like, high-five some people, sign some stuff as well.
And he mentions in the tweet that he donates time and money to help people, that he's always positive. There's a lot to like here, is what Andrew Filipponi said. But in the past, he has not been such a fan of Russ, and the fans immediately called him out on this. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
This is pretty funny how quickly it backfired on this guy. Does he not realize that his tweets and his posts in the past live forever? Apparently he forgot, but the people on social media reminded him. So we sent some of these posts, some of these comments to our production director, Jason, just to illustrate how people get worked up on social media, sometimes for the dumbest stuff. And I think this is definitely one of those dumb things. Are you ready for the first comment about this reporter talking about Russell Wilson?
Of course.
All right.
Wasn't it you who was questioning it and throwing little shade at his nice guy personality?
Yeah, I mean, because a lot of people, I think, decided they were just... They just kept the hate going because he wasn't playing well over in Denver. And he brought a little bit of it upon himself with, like, that... With the office thing and just Russ being Russ, kind of goofy. And then the season didn't work out. The seasons didn't work out how he hoped.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's our next comment about this reporter from Pittsburgh.
You have spent the last 5 months telling us he was wash when he, like everything else you say, turns out to be the opposite. You're suddenly on his side.
I mean, he could have just changed the tweet a little bit to say, like, now I understand there's a lot to like here.
I'm color me corrected.
Right?
Something along... That's sports... That's... I love sports radio. I love listening to certain people, but, like, it's also... Sometimes you're just like, okay, are you this worked up because you know that's going to pull some emotions out of your fans, or do you really care that much?
Oh, yeah.
Correction! We hate you!
Okay.
Wow.
A lot of hate.
Apparently he's not very popular in Pittsburgh. How dare you talk about our star quarterback. It is funny, though. I did see somebody on social media just today posted something like an open letter to the Denver Broncos saying, "Dear Denver Broncos fans, the organization, and most importantly, Sean Payton, on behalf of the Pittsburgh Steelers, we appreciate you paying Russell Wilson $40 million to help us enjoy football games on offense again. Regards, Steelers fan."
That's awesome.
We did have one more comment. Less about the reporter, but more about Russell Wilson as a human being.
My father-in-law worked at Children's Hospital in Seattle. Russ was there visiting almost every week. No cameras. People are just jealous and hate to hate.
Okay.
Is that Patrick Mahomes?
I believe Patrick Mahomes' dad is a huge Russell Wilson fan.
I figured as much.
Yeah. Papa Mahomes.
I do feel like we're all excited to see him doing well, though.
Yeah, I know it's only two games, and I mean, I'm not hoping that they win a Super Bowl, although, I mean, if the Seahawks aren't in it, I don't care at that point. I mean, it's just like, whatever, but, I mean, he got so much hate, and, I mean, he did bring so many great memories here as a Seahawks fan. I mean, yes, I know that the defense was a big part of why we won the Super Bowl, but Russ also had some miraculous plays during that season, and many seasons before and mainly after that, but you know what I mean, like, he still helped them win that Super Bowl, go that as far as they did, go to another Super Bowl. He was a big part of that. So, I mean, I'll never have hate for him. I was happy to see him fail the first season because that way we were able to get a bunch of good draft picks. But yeah, after that...
I mean, now you're making me feel guilty for giving away my Russell Wilson jersey.
There's still time.
You can go buy one. They probably still have some on the clearance rack.
I bet you could get one on the clearance rack.
Yeah, for sure that you can.
All right, that's a dumb question, though. If you're going to... Is there a player that, even if they're still playing right now, like, I feel like Bobby Wagner is, like, the one guy that everyone would be like, yeah, you could still rock his jersey.
Yeah.
Even if he's playing on a different team.
I saw him all... was he decked out in some other colors recently that kind of was crazy to see?
Well, he's on the Commanders.
Well, no, but there was something... Okay, never mind. I'm thinking of something else. But, yes, I think he's probably forever going to be in our hearts. I feel like Cam Chancellor's one of those ones, too, that people will love Cam Chancellor forever.
Yeah.
I think Russell Wilson, too. To your point, I think that as time goes on, and especially as he kind of, like... Like, it's funny that you said, like, oh, he's getting close to, like, the end of his career. It's one of those things to think about. Like, he really is. And I feel like as it gets more towards retirement for him, I think you're going to see a lot more Russell Wilson jerseys around here.
Oh, I think he'll be welcome back with a lot. I mean, obviously, the game against Denver, that was still one of my favorites, though, and when they ended up beating Russ and the Broncos and Geno had that great game. But I think when all said and done, I think there's going to be nothing but love for that guy when he comes back.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Sean Alexander. It was a little bit before your time, Danny, because I don't think you were around during the Sean Alexander was like, just in a weird way, similar paths in a sense, like goody two shoe kind of guy. Mm-hmm. He was a great running back, but a lot of people were like, well, he wasn't that. It was the offensive line that made him successful, not really him, kind of like with Russ. It was the defense that made the team successful, not really him. He won the MVP for the league the year that they went to the Super Bowl. I mean, Sean Alexander was a stud player, but some people still goofed on him. But then when he came back to raise, I think, the 12th man flag, everybody was losing their minds. It was an awesome moment.
All the love in the world. Now, we're talking sports. Imagine being a golfer, and another golfer clubs you in the head with his golf club.
Well, I'm having a hard time imagining that I'm a golfer.
You'd look really cool in those pants, Steve,
Thank you.
This actually happened, and the audio is quite epic. You're going to hear it during What's Trending After Everlast.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just waking up and you're trying to make sense of what is going on in the world of pop culture. And that can be a very, very tough thing to do. A lot to process. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Terry Garr, the actress known for roles like Young Frankenstein and Tootsie, passed away in Los Angeles at the age of 79 after battling multiple sclerosis. She even won an Oscar, or sorry, earned an Oscar nomination for her role in Tootsie. I loved that movie growing up.
I know it's dating us, but like, she was such a fun actress to watch. I mean, I was such a kid growing up loving David Letterman. I didn't even know who she was for the longest time. Then I was able to connect the dots, but she was hilarious on Letterman. Like, they had like this fun, I wouldn't say sexual tension, but it almost felt that way. Like, they were constantly giving each other a hard time and jokingly flirting with each other, too. They were fantastic together.
There have been several actresses and actors that have come forward and talked about their battles with multiple sclerosis. I didn't realize that she had it.
And up until last night when I read this story, I was like, oh, man. Which is kind of, it hit a little harder because yesterday we were talking to your mom, who's celebrating her 69th birthday, and we were trying to get as many people to donate as much money to Bike MS and asking people to join the 69 Club.
Yeah.
How's that going, by the way?
We raised a ton of money yesterday. I'm still trailing Dick from Crucible by about $500.
Oh, man. I thought our listeners were going to help you beat
Dick. I know. I really thought I was
going to
beat Dick.
Your mom had an impassioned speech asking for people to help all of us help you beat Dick, and it didn't happen.
There's still 1 week left, though. The donations are being tabulated until next Wednesday, so you can still make a donation. You can find the link on the KISW Facebook page or the Daily Mig Show Facebook page. And thank you, Rockaholics.
Yeah, it's awesome that people stepped up and were able to donate. This could be the strangest story, and the audio is next level. This happened in Canada, and apparently they've had a couple of issues at this golf course. The most recent one is, well, alcohol. Alcohol seems to be the main issue with all of this. But a drunk golfer got wasted, and he got arrested because, well, he took his golf club and he smashed it over the head of another person. That person and his crew, I guess, were drinking as well. They bumped into the guy. The guy got mad. Somebody pulled out their cell phone, of course, caught audio of it. Now, mind you, everybody's okay. Suffered some minor injuries, but he's going to be fine. But the audio of this makes it sound like he just murdered the guy.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Call the cops.
Put the club down.
RCMP.
Put the club down.
We can de-escalate this, hey?
Okay, that was the most Canadian ending ever. Did you hear the beginning of that? It sounded like he just swung for a golf ball.
Bludgeoned him.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Alcohol is wrong with you.
We can de-escalate this, hey?
We may need someone to de-escalate if they beat Steve Miggs this morning at the final game of Beat Miggs on Wednesday. If you'd like a shot at this game, you can give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Steve has a record of 306 wins, 90 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 8:50.
We can de-escalate this, hey?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.